The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "This is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There are no other commandments greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, he is one, and then there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. First of all, I think we owe some applause to those who read and who sang. You guys did great, and you guys will do great as well through the rest. So we heard in today's gospel, Jesus talking about loving God and loving our neighbor. And then in the readings prior to that, we heard about our gifts and how we're to help others. So, how do we love God, love our neighbor, and help others? I think all that kind of fits together. You can't say, you know, I really love God, but my neighbor, they got this dog. It barks at 2 a.m. really loud. I may love my neighbor, but I don't love my neighbor's dog. We don't have to, well, we have some dogs in our neighborhood. We have coyotes. They come down and they don't bark. They kind of sing. And they do it about 3 a.m. And unless you're awake, you know, initially I thought, who's having a party? Because that's what it sounded like. But no. So it wasn't the neighbors. It wasn't a dog. It was a coyote. So if we love our neighbors, and this isn't just like the people who live next door to us or in the house behind us or something like that. It's the people we see every day, because we're all neighbors to one another. So if you see somebody and they need help, you should help them, right? Isn't that what the readings today are saying? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. You don't have to go up to them and say, "Would you like me to paint your house? You're my neighbor. I'd love to help you by painting your house." You don't have to do that. "Would you like me to drive you to work?" Would you like to drive somebody to work? He would, but I don't think you're quite ready for that yet. Maybe in a few years. But yeah, we don't have to do that either. But it can be a simple thing. You see somebody carrying a whole bunch of bags or whatever, and they're walking up to a door. And I know you find this hard to believe, but not all doors open by themselves. You know, you walk up to a door, and if it doesn't open, you're just going to walk into the door. I've done that. So if you see somebody coming up to a door, you could open that. I have a godson, and we went out for Father's Day brunch one year. And we're kind of in this place over in the valley. And you could eat inside, you could eat outside. So we were eating outside, and it was like a buffet. This was pre-COVID, where you had buffets. And so he went in to get something, and he came back out, and somebody was coming to the door. So he sat there, and he opened the door, and the person went through. And he let the door go, and he started to walk away. And then somebody else came, and he opened the door. I think he was there for 15 minutes opening the door. But he did it with a smile. It wasn't a, oh, gee, here comes somebody else. My food is getting cold. This is not a good thing. No, it's something you can do. Something drops on the ground, you know, somebody's carrying groceries or something, and they drop an app. You could say, excuse me, you dropped this. Can I get it for you? As people get older, not your parents, but maybe your grandparents or your great-grandparents or Deacon Jay, we can't bend down and get things like we used to. So since you're closer to the ground, if I drop something, it'd be really nice if somebody offered to help pick it up for me, because it's hard when you get older. So remember, love God, love your neighbor, and it's not the big acts you have to do. It's those little things you do with kindness, you do with love, you do with a smile, and if even better, if you're able to do it to where nobody else knows you did it. Like you get a piece of your neighbor's mail in your mailbox, and you just walk over and you put it in. And they don't know how it got there. Only you know how it got there. So there are things you can do. So remember that as you go forth today to help your neighbor, and that includes classmates, with whatever they need. Amen?